We'll continue down to number 5, South Dakota Go Outdoors, an update. We have Keith Fisk with us, and I saw Keith earlier. Welcome, Keith.
Good afternoon, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling, Keith Fisk. I'm the licensing program administrator. I have a brief update for you folks today in regards to our licensing system, and then I know Jody is going to provide an update on the park side after that. So happy to report to you folks, since the last time we met, the main event in South Dakota, the combined deer season drawing, that's finally complete. This year we had over 70,000 applications, which is pretty much on par where we've been the last several years, so that was great to see. And also wanted to make sure that folks knew that the licenses and the tags will be coming and starting to show up in mailboxes to folks here probably the very first part of August. Printing and stuffing and mailing 60,000 licenses is certainly not a small feat. Definitely want to do a big shout out to all the staff in the licensing department, because they've worked a lot of long days and a lot of extra work. And while stuffing envelopes may seem like a small task, it's actually one of the most important things that office does, is to get there's a lot of attention to detail to make sure those licenses get out to the right people. So again, I sure certainly want to thank all my staff for all their hard work over the last several weeks. But that printing and mailing is just about complete, so that is really exciting. I do want to make the commission aware, and I know some of you folks texted me on that, but on the close of the application period for the combined deer season on June 15th, I believe, late in the evening, about 9:30, due to the volume of applicants that were trying to get on and apply before the 8 a.m. deadline that following morning, the system couldn't handle that type of pressure, and it went basically offline. People were not able to apply from about 9:30 p.m. to about 1:30 a.m. And obviously we immediately notified our vendor Brandt, and their IT folks went to work, and they got the system back up and going around 1:30 a.m. that morning. Certainly a lot of calls and emails the following morning, so we had some discussions, and what we ended up doing to remedy that was to extend that deadline by a 24-hour period. Did a big email and a big social media splash to make those individuals aware. Had the deadline there the next morning. In that 24-hour period, we had close to 13,000 applications come in, so certainly a lot of people waited to the last minute, literally, and put a lot of pressure on the system. But since that we did have 13,000 applications come in that time frame, certainly solidified, in my opinion, that was the right thing to do to make sure all those individuals that did have trouble had an opportunity to get their application in. With that, our leadership and Brandt leadership, we've had several meetings and we've talked about some of these issues to make sure that they don't happen again. I do know that they've purchased some additional server capacity and have assured our agency that we shouldn't be experiencing a problem like this into the future. So I do have some more updates, but I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have something there.
Any questions for Keith at this time? I don't think any right now.
All right, great. Last couple updates, the second draw, so we did have some remaining licenses from the combined deer draw available in the second draw. That actually closed this morning, and those draws are underway. So those application numbers are right in line with what we've seen in the past, around 5,000 to 6,000 applications. So that's progressing along nicely. And then to highlight a few other draws that we've recently completed, non-resident waterfowl, that was done here in early July. We also, since the last time we spoke, we completed the second draw for our elk seasons. And Jen, just recently here last week, we completed the Hunt for Habitat raffle. That Hunt for Habitat raffle generated this year around $245,000, which is significantly less than what we would normally like to see. This was the fourth year, and our high has been about $400,000 worth of revenue. This year was $245,000. So I do know we have some upcoming meetings here shortly to discuss, what are some options or ideas that we can do a better job of marketing and making sure people are aware of that draw to hopefully bring and increase that amount of revenue that comes into the agency into more in line with where we believe it should be. But all the Hunt for Habitat winners have been made aware, and I know I talked to one gentleman that won it, and he's a big hunter that hunts a lot of the United States, And a comment to him was is that he would rather have that tag than any other tag in the United States. So there is a tremendous amount of excitement of those winners that do get to have that opportunity. And those phone calls are obviously usually pretty fun to have with people too. So let's see. Last thing I got for you folks today is that the firearms antelope season, that opened here on Monday. That has a deadline of August 14th at 8 a.m. And then other than that, the licensing staff is busy preparing for a busy fall hunting season here and the remaining draws that we're going to be closing out from now through the end of December. Some seasons are underway already. Obviously, we have an early elk season down in Bennett County. Archery antelope season is going to be kicking off here in less than a month. And then obviously on the 1st of September is the real kickoff. So basically, in my opinion, summer is done and fall is right around the corner. So it'll be here very quickly. Other than that, things are bouncing along pretty well. We're still working through a few issues as I spoke to you folks, but we're going to be continuing to charge forward. So be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions for Keith on the second part of that? Keith, I would like you to go back and talk. You talked about the hunt for habitat. Could you just explain in more detail exactly what that is, what folks get when they are recipients of that?
Sure, Madam Chair. So the hunt for habitat, we actually sought approval, and there was some legislation enacted that allow our agency to actually put some combinations of tags together and then raffle them off with the sole goal of increasing revenue for our department. So right now we have the ability to raffle off four different total packages, but there are three that are an any elk, an any deer, and an any antelope. So there's three winners of that package, and then there's one package of a trophy bison in Custer State Park. So this year, a non-resident won the trophy bison in Custer State Park, a gentleman from Massachusetts. And then the three packages, those all went to residents this year. In rule, one of the three packages is available to a non-resident. It doesn't have to go that way. Some years we have issued one to a non-resident, but this year it just happened to shake out that those all went to residents. But that, in a nutshell of what it is, it's a great opportunity. People that get that package, they can choose which critters they hunt during which year. They have a two-year time span, so a lot of individuals maybe they hunt the antelope and the deer this year, and then they plan, and then they're going to hunt their elk during the next fall hunting season. But those people that win that, it's truly like winning the lottery, and there's a lot of excitement around it.
Very good. Any other questions? I think we're good from here. Will it be you or Jody at this point?
Jody's coming up, so thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Rowling. My name is Jody Bashar, and I'm the business manager on the parks side, and I'm also the contact there for grants on the parks side. I'm just going to make a quick update on our side. We did have an update in early July, and that didn't do much for the customer side. We've really been focusing on internal updates for these last couple updates. We don't want to disrupt customers from being able to make reservations through our heavy camping season, and so most of our updates have been focused on internal adjustments and processes and reporting. So that is the July update. We are looking into the October update already. That update, we're going to do a little more customer facing again. We're going to do some work with our filters so that we can get those customers to the site that they are looking for rather than having to dig through. So that'll be exciting. We're also going to be putting some more visualization up on our website to help customers find those pet-friendly facilities. I know some people can't have pets with allergies, or they're bringing a pet, so we'll just make it easier for them to find that. We're also gonna make it easier for our customers to tell us about their stay. In the past, we've had a post-stay email that's gone out. It really helped our managers know exactly how our customers feel about their facility and their park, and so we've really missed that internally, and I think customers have missed that as well. So we're going to bring that back in October, so we can take that input from customers. And finally, we're going to continue with site speed. I know some of our parks that have bigger quantities of sites have a little bit slower load times, so we're really going to work on that this winter, and we're hopefully going to correct that. Madam Chair, that is all I have for today, and I can stick around for any questions you might have.
Very good. Any questions for Jody at this point? Jody, I know Keith had talked a little bit about Brandt and the system. The server went down during one of the deer application processes. When it comes to our reservation system and parks, have we experienced any issues there?
Well, obviously Brandt is one system, and so we didn't see a lot of complaints from our reservation system. It didn't seem to affect reservations as much as it did that deer draw. So we were happy with that. Nice to not have those complaints, but definitely something we're watching as well.
Very good. Good to hear. All right. Thank you very much, Jody Bouchard, Parks Business Manager, for being with us today.